We have Dr. John Adelsberger, our Chief Medical Officer. My name is Dr. Ian Hunter. I'm our county Public Health Officer, and we have Deborah Haar from Public Health, our County Nurse Manager. Here from the media, we have Bob Grammons from the General Manager from Sheridan Media, Kristen Saban, publisher from the Sheridan Press, as well as John Baggett from Bighorn Mountain Radio. We'll have about 15 minutes today, try to get to some high-level topics. We're going to open it up to questions now. Bob.
Well, first off, let's talk about the capacity of the hospital to respond to the surge, supplies, ventilators. Can you elaborate a little bit about how the hospital is equipped to handle that surge right now?
Absolutely. I think first, if I can, I'm going to preface that a little bit. We have a graph up here adapted from the CDC. If you look on this side, we have number of cases. If you look down here, we have time since our first case, and so this is time moving forward. This dotted line up here is our healthcare system capacity. So this is what we feel that we can take care of appropriately, effectively, and safely at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. If we do things like social isolate, do things like South Korea did, limit the spread, wash your hands, clean your devices, try not to congregate in groups, we can actually slow down the number of coronavirus cases we have and not overwhelm our hospital system. If we continue to gather in groups, if we continue to do high-risk behaviors, not socially isolate ourselves, you get more of a surge of patients. For example, what happened in Italy, where you overwhelm your healthcare system, and that completely changes the dynamic of how prepared we can be to handle the number of patients that we might see from something like a severe outbreak of COVID-19. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, just to speak more specific about Memorial Hospital, our hospital is designed to take care of more patients than we do on an average day in and day out. And throughout the year, we have spikes in our census. Influenza often drives some of those spikes. So we do have extra capacity we can use if we need. So right now, we have probably 25% of our capacity filled with our everyday patients. We've taken steps to cut back on elective procedures per guidelines from the Surgeon General. So we have good bed capacity. We have plans for moving people to keep them safe, to prevent other patients that may not have the infection from contacting the disease. So we have a lot of those things, these bed plans in place. As far as supplies, everyone in the country is challenged now with protective equipment supply issues. We have explored multiple supply chains. We're working with our county health office and the state to try to obtain national stockpiles of supplies, and that's in the works as well. We are innovating. CDC is helping us with guidelines that make it possible for us to, in some cases, if safe, reuse supplies and stretch them a little bit longer. So right now we're doing everything we can with supplies. So I think that's all I had to say about that.
Okay. In terms of the role of each of your organizations, can you guys talk about the role of public health versus the role of the hospital, the role of the Wyoming Department of Health, and how you guys are coordinating together to meet this challenge?
Absolutely. So the role of Sheridan County Public Health is to help coordinate and support the Sheridan County Incident Management Team and the Sheridan Memorial Hospital and contribute information from the Wyoming Department of Health and CDC for correct, up-to-date, current information as soon as we have it available to help support the effort to combat the virus.
For the panel, I have a two-part question about testing. And the first is exactly who is being tested? And if you wouldn't mind following up with that, answer the question, why not test everyone?
Go ahead and take that first part, if you want.
Okay. Initially, testing supplies have been very hard to come by. This is a difficult test. It takes multiple hours to run the test. At the start of the outbreak, we could only do about 10 tests statewide. Up to this point, according to the Wyoming Department of Health website and our discussions, it looks like they're getting, they've passed 240 tests that we've done statewide so far. Mm-hmm. So the tests themselves, it's hard to get results back. It takes about 3 to 5 days to get results back from the tests. So in the early part of this illness, we've really only tested people who are very high risk, contacts of known cases, patients who have traveled from high risk areas, things that can be seen on the CDC website. As test kits become more available and hopefully we have different methods to test, that's going to expand eventually. But certainly it's testing has been a very difficult thing as well. We just simply don't have numbers or the ability to test people. It's a slow process right now.
Just to tag on, you know, our approach to testing now is the guidelines have been really loosened up so we can test more people. We all need to know more about what's going on in our community, and the only way we can really do that is to increase our testing. So Dr. Hunter mentioned that the constraint at the testing level is starting to ease up. The hospital is improving its ability to get tests done. So we have expanded our ability to do testing. Primarily, we were doing it through some clinics. Pediatrician clinics were doing some testing, and we were controlling the number of potentially infected patients to our hospital in through the ED urgent care entrance, and people were being screened, and decisions about testing were made now. Now we have developed an off-site testing facility where some of the screening that's going on at the hospital and clinics, those people will be able to obtain the patient's name and phone number and date of birth and be able to call the testing center and have an order for a test and then schedule that test. So we'll ask people to come to a certain place and they will be able to remain in their car and we will come obtain the specimen. It'll be safer for patients, it'll keep them away from other potentially exposed patients, and it will also keep our staff safer. The best place to be is an open air, not a confined space. So that's started this morning and will continue on, and we'll be updating people. We are closely monitoring how many tests we need to get done to really adequately survey our county. Testing supplies are a concern for all of us, and we're closely monitoring those. At some point, we may need to tighten things down, but right now, we've really taken a fairly liberal approach to getting tests so we know what's in our community. We believe if people understand that this there is community spread, that they'll take these guidelines a little more seriously and comply with quarantines and self-isolation.
Can we talk a little bit more about how the testing works exactly and specifically, and you know, what's the methodology, how does it all start and end?
So in Sheridan County, locally, we would ask that patients either contact their provider of choice, their physician, or call our 672-1004 number at the hospital. You will be directed through a screening process over the phone, and then if you are deemed to meet criteria for testing, then we would help arrange to do that by appointment at this time. The yield of asymptomatic testing is pretty low. We think the test works best when people are sickest, and given the limited number of test kits we have, we're certainly we're going to triage that a little bit and use our resources to the best we can. So the test itself is a nasal swab. It's somewhat uncomfortable. You put it in through your nose and it goes way back in there. And then that test gets sent off to either state labs or commercial labs, such as Quest is the other one that we use locally. It takes multiple hours for this PCR test to run once it gets to the facility. That's not counting time through transport to get to the facility. And then at the testing facilities themselves, they're triaging the tests as well, because as you could imagine, they're getting more tests than they can actually run. So they're triaging tests according to highest risks at the facility themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about, since we've had 4 cases here in Sheridan County, what happens after they do the 14-day quarantine? What's the recommendation to get these folks back at work, if they should come back to work? What are we talking about in that sense, knowing that the first case was about a week ago?
Sure. The recommendations are based on the individual case, so it cannot be, you know, widely applied to every single case. But the current guidelines are that WDH is monitoring and maintaining constant contact, as is Sheridan County Public Health, with the people who are currently in self-isolation. They are being assessed for symptoms at each contact, and then the WDH will tell that person as they come close to their termination of their period of isolation that they should be released out of self-isolation. It all depends on their current symptom load and what's going on with that individual person as to how that looks, and it's carefully assessed at the Wyoming Department of Health level for release out of that isolation.
Our four cases locally are doing very well. Our first case has recovered. She's doing great. She will be released from isolation today. Our other cases are doing well at home as well, and hopefully will continue to do well, and they should be released from isolation as well in the near future. So our four cases, thankfully, have done very, very well.
And I would like to just say also that if you do get tested, the test, as Dr. Hunter said, could take 3 to 5 days. It's really important that people stay home and self-isolate, because they are symptomatic. If they were tested, they were symptomatic, and they certainly are potential sources of spread in the community. So it's really important that they stay home and self-isolate and follow all the hygiene recommendations that can be found on the CDC or state website.
Until they get a negative result. So they should stay at home. If you're tested, stay at home until you hear the results of your test.
Just to clarify, for the people who are showing symptoms, which they may or may not be able to differentiate between flu and the virus or something else, are you discouraging them to go to the hospital, to the emergency room? And you had mentioned the drive-up testing. Are there other locations, brick and mortar, that you're sending folks to for testing?
You know, that's our source of off-campus testing. People are being tested through the urgent care and ED. They're also being tested in the internal medicine clinic. The pediatric clinics are testing people as well.
So I think we only have a couple more minutes. Further questions?
How about the importance of quarantine for people?
So that's the most important thing that we can do to change this curve. We can't stop the spread of this illness right now, but we can slow it. Again, we're all in this together. That's been our message from the start. We have a wonderful community. I grew up here. I love this place. I care about this community's health. We're all in this together. If people can stay at home, can self-isolate, can practice all the CDC recommendations, hand washing, clean your devices, clean your countertops, we can change this curve, not overwhelm our hospital system, and we should make it through this very, very well. So I think I'd like to thank our panelists today, our media participants as well. Please remember, there's a lot of information and a lot of misinformation out there. There are multiple trusted websites that you can visit, CDC, or the Wyoming Department of Health, Sheridan County Public Health, and certainly Sheridan Memorial Hospital. All are updating regularly and have pertinent information. Our incident command structure, we have press releases at 10 a.m. and 4 a.m. Twice daily, and those can be seen on multiple media sites or through the Sheridan County website. Special thank you to the Sheridan Media for helping us get this set up and getting this live stream done and recording this. This video should be posted online soon for you to view. Thank you all for tuning in. If you can, pass this information along, and we're all in this together.